This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
That's a recovery today. Yesterday was pretty kind of a doom and gloom day. It looks like they overdid it, the market, particularly the beans coming back today, up about 3. At one time, they were up about 6. Wheat markets, the corn market's up a couple. Wheat still a little bit lower. You know, these rains that come and go in a drought period, you never know if they're quite enough. So they definitely help the crop, but we've got lower estimates in the Brazilian bean crop. I've seen them down under 150 million metric tons. So we'll see how much the rains continue and really how the market assesses how much good they did. It's been the only really news in the market the first 2 days of 2024. No export news to speak of except for the inspection yesterday that we're just okay. But the U.S. dollar is up again today, but the last couple months has come down hard. That's going to help our exports. And the Dow Jones today is down a little, but still hovering right off the record highs around 37,000 and 6,700. That's a positive.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 1.5 at 465.25. March soybeans up 3.5 at 1277 even. March soybean meal up 90 cents at 380.40. Soybean oil up 31 cents at 48.60. On the Merck, February live cattle down 7 cents at 171.85. January feeders up 65 at 226.07. February lean hogs down 2 cents at 65.30. Pork cutout down 82 cents at 79 even. Class 3 milk for January down 12 cents at 15.29. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today, and that has been a check of the closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.